Texte numéro 62. Norway, the fatherland. In France, the Norwegian Minister of Childhood, Equality and Social Cohesion would probably pass for a rather offhand politician. Last autumn, after the birth of his daughter, he took 4 months paternity leave. I wanted to spend time with my baby and show that important though work is, it does not justify shying away from family responsibilities, he said. Norwegians think it normal for fathers to spend time with their children. If we want women to have equality in the workspace, we have to share the responsibilities in the home better. In Norway, the family revolution has a name, Pappa Permisjon. After every birth, the parents both benefit from a 2-week leave and then divide up the 46-week parental leave paid at 100%, or alternatively 56 weeks paid at 80%. In this way, Norwegian babies spend their first year with both their parents. To encourage men to take care of their children, a special 10-week quota is reserved for them. If they are reluctant to take Pappa Permisjon, they lose the 10 weeks, since the time can't be transferred to the mother and the whole family loses out. The results have been spectacular. In Norway, 90% of fathers take at least 12 weeks paternity leave. Before the law was passed in 1993, only 3% of fathers took paternity leave. We lived in a society where the distribution of roles was clear-cut, said the then Minister for Childhood and the Family. The men worked and the women took care of the family. Now that women have entered the labour market, the men must take on their share of the family responsibilities. That's equality. It is not the cost that bothers the few critics of Pappa Permisjon. For the Conservative Party, it's the quota principle itself that is a problem. Each family is unique, and it's for the family to decide how it wants to organise its children's day-to-day lives, not the state, said a leader of the right-wing party. With Pappa Permisjon, politics has entered family life. The system is too rigid. We prefer the right-wing feminist incentives rather than the imposed obligations of state feminism. You've got to trust the families. Of course, Pappa Permisjon alone will not eradicate all gender inequalities. In Norway, there is still a 15% wage discrepancy between men and women, and women make up the majority of involuntary part-time workers. Nevertheless, the Norwegian quota system did spark a small revolution that is gaining ground in Europe. Iceland, Germany, and more recently Portugal have decided to set aside part of parental leave for the father. According to a preliminary report from a gender equality roundtable in Paris, chaired by the Minister for Solidarity and Social Cohesion, France may well follow suit. Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, July 2011.